In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. Robert had a wonderful, wonderful experience with Jesus. I want to tell you, the house built on sand, he said, when people build their house on money. And you know what? It'll fall. We need to build our house on the rock, which is Jesus Christ. We need to build our life on Jesus Christ. I'm looking at the 10th chapter of St. Matthew. And when he had called unto him his disciples, those whom he desired, do you know he desires you today? He gave them power. You know, my friends, that God has given you and I power. Do you know that his death and resurrection and ascension, he has given us power, but we need to use the power? If we do not use the power, we lose the power. It's not only to a few that he gives power. He gives power to every disciple. Power to do what? Power against unclean spirits. Power to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. God has given us power. Jesus has given us power. And unfortunately, we do not use it. We think that's Father DiOrio's job. It's not my job. He has given all of us power to destroy the works of the devil and to heal all manners of disease and sickness. This is very important that we know that he has graced us, it's a grace, with power. And just like the man, the centurion, who believed Jesus and didn't need him to come to his house, we can pray and not go see the person, but believe that the person we're praying for, far away, is being touched and healed by the power of God. We can do the same thing. But we need to know who we are. And that's the saddest thing about Christianity. We do not know who we are in Jesus Christ. We do not know what he has given us. We always pass the buck that it's Father Tom's job. It's not Father Tom's job only. It's each of us have the vocation of power to heal the sick and all manners of disease. This is real. This is real. How can I make it more real to you? You might say, I'm unworthy. Yes, I am unworthy too. But God has given us the power to heal sickness and all manners of disease. You shall receive power, Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witness in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. You shall be my witnesses, said the Lord. Now, these are the names of the 12 apostles. Always the first is Simon, who was called Peter. He is always first in the group of disciples and apostles. Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. Remember, he called them from their father's boat. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the publican. James, the son of Alphaeus. And Jude, whose surname is Thaddeus. Simon the Canaanite. And Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. We do not want to betray Jesus. We want to do what Jesus tells us to do. He says, I give you power. The power isn't for ourselves. The power is for the spread of the gospel. And it includes ourselves. It includes ourselves. The spread of the gospel. I was listening to the Pope today, and I wish the Pope had spoken more clearly about the unborn. He did say that all life from the moment of conception until death is all sacred. Oh, but how does our country need to hear that we have killed over 60 million children, and we have done it, and we do it every day in Planned Parenthood? And that Planned Parenthood is selling the parts of the unborn children and making money on the parts of the unborn children. This is so sick. This is diabolical. This is evil. How can I say it? How I wish the Pope was more emphatic about that. But he did say it, and I want to say it clearly. We are killing our own destiny, because these are the children that die at the hands of the abortionist. And we need to know that these could be the children that destroy cancer, that finds a meaning, a drug to destroy cancer. We have killed these people. Oh, yes, and they are people from the moment of conception until natural death. We need to know that they are worthy of life. We need to know that we, who have done so little to keep them alive, you know, people that go down to the abortion mill, let me tell you, I tell you, those people upstairs where they're killing children hate to see anybody in front of the abortion mill because it's bad for business. Even one person, it's bad for business. And for them, it is a business to kill children. And I'm telling you, it's very sad that our country has taken the position to kill children even until the last moment of conception. I say unto you, we will be judged by God, and the way we will be judged is in our pocketbook, because that's where our heart is. I'm telling you that it's time for us to say no more killing of the innocent. No more killing of the innocent. He has given us power. Power to go to the abortion mills and pray in power. He's given us power to heal every manner of disease and sickness. But do we use the power? That's the issue. Do we use the power? Or are we just like Mickey Mouse? You know, not knowing what we have, not knowing who we are, that God has given us this power to spread the word of God and to spread the kingdom of God, and He's given it to the believer, not only to the priest, but to the believer. You have been given power, dynamos, dynamite, to heal every manner of sickness and disease. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. They are to go to the Jews and not to the Gentiles. The time of the Gentiles will come about after the resurrection, but the disciples are to go to the Jews. And they are to go and preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. My friends, I want to say it again. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus wants us to proclaim the kingdom. How? While we heal the sick and cleanse the lepers and raise the dead and cast out demons, freely we have received, freely give. I tell you, when the sick are healed, you know the kingdom of heaven has come upon you. When the doctors say there's no hope, oh yes, and we have seen that. We have seen that. The doctor said to Jean, you have 3 months. But you see, Jesus had another plan for Jean. Jesus' plan for Jean was to live and she still lives years later without cancer. Why? Because God gave us the gift of power to heal the sick by the blood of the Lamb. It is done because of the cross. It is done because of the blood. It is done because of what Jesus has done for us. He has given us power. But do we use the power? That is the issue. You know, I saw all those bishops yesterday. Hundreds and hundreds of bishops. And I wonder if they know they have the power to heal the sick, to cast out demons. I saw all those bishops and I say, I believe they are the successors of the apostles. But do they know the power they have as a bishop? Oh yes, the power they have as a bishop. The fullness of the priesthood. Do they know it? How many know it? How many call upon the name of the Lord to heal the various diseases and sicknesses that Jesus has given us the power to do? That is a question that I have to ask myself. How many priests know the power that God has given them to heal the sick and to cast out demons and to heal every manner of disease? How many priests know this? I will tell you, not many. Not many priests know what God has given them. Their eyes have been blinded because of their own weakness. But the scripture says, when we are most weak, then we are most strong. Oh yes, miracles happen through the weak priest. But the priest must depend upon Jesus Christ. Miracles happen through the weak people of God, but they must be centered in the name of Jesus. They must be living on the rock who is Christ. He says, provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, no scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes nor staffs. For the workman is worthy of his food. Yes. In other words, just go. Just go. It's so important that we go and proclaim the good news. The good news of Jesus Christ, that he has died, that he was buried, and that he rose from the dead, and he gives us power. He gives us power. And whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and who is worthy you may abide till you leave. The worthy will be the ones that accept Jesus, that accept the disciples in the name of Jesus. And when you come into a house, salute it. Salute it. And if that house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it not be worthy, let your peace return to you. Father Joseph does that when he goes into a house. Peace be to this house, he says. Peace be to this house. Oh, yes. I tell you, it is time for us to remember what God has given us. It is time for us to remember that God sends us out. What do you think I'm on the radio for? To speak to myself alone? Oh, no, I speak to myself. And I am a poor listener. I need Jesus. I need Jesus so much. I'm a poor listener. But I am called to preach the Word of God in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. Oh God, let me listen to my own words. Let me hear my own words. Let the power and anointing of the Spirit not only go forth from this microphone to others, but may it find its meaning in my own heart every day. It's all about Jesus. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of the house or city, shake the dust from your feet. Oh yes, I have done that once. It was in Missouri, St. Louis, when they told me that they were not going to air my broadcast anymore because they were looking for people who had a name. And I said to the men, you're a young upstart. The people that listen to me are the broken people. I got a call just the other night at 3 a.m. from somebody in St. Louis who hears me. And you know, these are the people that I speak to. And I'm going to shake the dust off my feet because Jesus told me if they don't receive you, shake the dust. And he said, oh, I'm sorry. I said, I accept your apology. But still, the poor people, they are the ones that will suffer. Why? Because I speak to the poor. I speak to the broken. I speak to the needy. I speak to them and tell them that Jesus Christ is enough, that Jesus Christ is Lord. I do speak to them. I speak to them. Truly I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for the city that does not accept your words and your power. It shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah. Behold, I send you forth. And this is the word send. We are sent. These words are being sent to you. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Oh yes, wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I send you like sheep in the midst of wolves. They'll try to kill you. Oh yes, they'll try to kill you. They'll try to break your message up. They'll try to destroy you. Oh yes. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils. They will scourge you in their synagogues. You shall be brought forth before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. Yes, these things happened, and they continue to happen. They're happening in the Middle East. They're happening in China. They're happening in my Nigeria by the persecuted Christians that are being killed. Oh, yes, these things are still happening. For the sake of Jesus, martyrs are given to the church through the hands of the evil people that kill them. Their blood speaks more powerfully than all my words. I can speak all the words in the world, but the blood of the martyrs are much more powerful than the words that I speak. Oh, yes. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. It shall be given you by the Holy Spirit. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. I'm telling you, we are in the time of most Christians dying for their faith. We are in that time, and we spend so little time praying for the persecuted Christians throughout the world. People that give their life to Jesus, and not only their life, but their blood given over to Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, more people are dying for Jesus today in 2015 than have died at the beginning of the beginning of Christianity. I'm telling you that it's happening all over. People are being crucified. Heads are being lopped off. This is the time for us to pray for the persecuted Christians. Father, in the name of Jesus, give them courage. In the name of Jesus, give them grace. In the name of Jesus, help them. In the name of Jesus, go to them. They are our brothers and sisters who have given and are giving their lives for Christ. Father, we pray for them. We pray for them. They are more brothers and sisters than the people that we know, because they have the absolute faith to lay down their life for Jesus Christ. And what does he say? Brother shall deliver you up for brother to death. father, the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated by all men for my name's sake. But he that endures to the end shall be saved. I'm going to repeat that. Endurance till the end. Oh, yes, I know somebody that says, I'm saved, and he says, I don't need to go to church, I'm saved. No. He that endures to the end shall be saved. Endurance by the grace of the living God. Endurance by the grace of the living God. We need to endure. Endure. Endure until the end, no matter what happens to us. When they persecute in this city, flee to another one. For truly I say unto you, you will not have gone over all the cities of Israel till the Son of Man come. Again, the apostles and the disciples were sent to preach to the lost house of Israel. Who are we called to preach? To the Jew first, and then to the Gentile. Oh, Yom Kippur, we've celebrated Yom Kippur the other day. We celebrate the New Year for the Jewish people. They are our brothers and sisters, and they one day will come to know Jesus Christ in His fullness, as it tells us in the 9th, 10th, and 11th chapter of Romans. They will come to believe in Jesus Christ in the fullness of faith. They will come to believe. And I am so privileged to be able to be on radio preaching to Jewish people that are listening to me today, and they don't, nobody else knows but them. And my Lord is for the Jew first and then for the Gentile. My Lord Jesus came for the Jew first, then for the Gentile. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. We are not above Jesus Christ. We are servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house, that's Jesus, Beelzebub, that's the devil, how much more shall they call them of his household? What will they say against us? What will they say against us? We who preach the power of God, we who preach the blood of Jesus, we who preach saving the unborn, oh yes, what will they say about us? I tell you, I heard this just the other day, and it happened many years ago. This woman who came to live in Marblehead called the chancery, and a woman answered the phone, and she said, I'm looking for a priest that's pro-life. And the woman said, that's Father Tom DiLorenzo. And she said it with a broken heart, like, this is not good. And she said, why you say that that way? He's too pro-life, she said. How can you be too pro-life? How can you be too pro-life? I'm pro-Jesus. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. How can you be too pro-life? There's no such thing. I am pro-life and I am pro-grace. Hallelujah. Pro-grace. We cannot do anything without the grace of God. If there is no grace working in my life, I cannot touch the hearts of people. It takes the grace of God to touch the hearts of people. It takes the grace of God to convince the people that Jesus Christ is Lord and that He wants them to give their life to Him. It takes the grace of God to tell people that we are killing our children from the womb. It takes the grace of God. How many people know about the grace of God? I tell you, it flows from Calvary and from the empty tomb. It flows from Jesus Christ and the empty tomb. Grace, enough grace for us to give our lives to Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give our life to you today through the blood of the Lamb. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the persecuted Christians throughout the world. We pray that you would help them. We pray that you would console them. We pray that you will be with them until the moment of death. Father, we are weak people. We barely believe in America, but there are people that are giving their life for Jesus Christ every day. We need to be inspired by those people, because one day maybe we will be asked to give our life to Jesus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And may Almighty God bless you today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And may you know that you have power given by the risen Lord. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.